Live from Toronto, this is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you in part by Microsoft on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, your personal guide to the latest and greatest in technology. But hey, it's all in a language you'll understand. So even if you don't know the difference between Blu-ray and Bluetooth, don't worry, everything is discussed in plain English on this show. Blu-ray, by the way, in case you're not familiar with the term, is a new disc type that's poised to replace the DVD because it can display movies in high definition. While Bluetooth, on the other hand, is a wireless technology used to pair nearby devices like a cell phone and a wireless headset. See, you learned something new already. Popular topics on this program include what to look for in a TV, protecting your PC from viruses and hackers, the hottest video games and gadgets, how to download music and movies from the net, tips on using your digital camera, and so on and so forth. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Hardware, including its award-winning line of mice, keyboards, and LifeCam web cameras. Feel the difference great hardware can make with Microsoft's wireless mice, ergonomic keyboards, and high-quality video webcams. Learn more at Microsoft.ca. Hope you're enjoying the weather out there. It's a beautiful, beautiful Sunday. And for our Jewish listeners, hope you're enjoying Passover and aren't sick of eating matzah just yet. My wife, Kelly, just made, for the first time this year, chocolate-covered matzah, which is fantastic, I have to tell you. It's the first time I've actually enjoyed eating this stuff, I think, in my 37 years. And my kids, too. Well, today on Tech Talk, it's really like having two shows instead of one. From now until 12:30, we're going to chat about blogging. What is it? Why you should do it? Tips on spreading the word and free services to help you get going. In a moment, I'll introduce you to Chris Lombardo, one of... He's a half of a humor writing duo with a blog called The Shark Guys at thesharkguys.com. Then, after 12:30, we're going to shift gears and talk about TiVo, T-I-V-O, the most popular kind of personal video recorder in the U.S. that lets you search and record your favorite TV shows and movies and sporting events to a hard drive that's connected to your TV, rather. TiVo is now in Canada, and we'll be chatting with Jim Denny, VP of TiVo Product Marketing in California. We're going to call him after 12:30 to find out what TiVo is all about, how it works, benefits of TiVo over other personal video recorders or PVRs, and so forth. And guess what? We'll be giving away a TiVo box today to one lucky listener this hour, to someone who got their question or comment on the air. And that TiVo box, which is valued at about $200, also includes 3 months of free service. I'll give you the telephone numbers in a moment, but anyone who gets on the air this hour is eligible for a call back just before 1 p.m. And if you answer the phone with today's secret phrase, which is Tech Talk Rocks, then the grand prize is yours, a TiVo PVR and 3 free months of service. Okay, I'm opening the lines now. First, to ask questions about writing or hosting a blog, what software to use, how to promote your blog, and other related tips. Blogging 101, if you will. The numbers to call in are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the GTA, or *8255, that's *8255, a free call on your cell phone. And after 12:30, I invite you to call in about TiVo and personal recorders. But for now, we're joined in the studio by Chris Lombardo, blogger extraordinaire and author, to talk to us about a silly-sounding word, blog. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Hey, good to be here, Mark. Thanks.
Now, Chris, I was talking about prizes, but I haven't yet mentioned that Chris brought in two copies of his book, The Man Who Scared a Shark to Death and Other True Tales of Drunken Debauchery. Great stuff. We have two copies to give away. We're going to give one to the first caller who gets on the air and the last caller before 12:27 or so. Thanks for bringing these in.
Oh, no problem.
Before we talk about your book, I want to ask you, blog. It's a very silly sounding word. What is it and why do you do it? And please tell us the website address again.
Okay. It's www.thesharkguys.com. And a blog is basically a weblog. It's, you know, it's a regularly updated online commentary of unique and, well, hopefully interesting commentary, depending on where you go.
So opposed to typical, you know, news sites like MSN or CNN, a blog is usually written by one or two people.
One or two people, and it's editorial commentary rather than, you know, reportage. Yeah. So it's someone's, you know, opinion.
Right. It could be news. I mean, it could be, you know, just a certain niche. Like for me, it would be electronics and gadgets and computers. Or it could be reviews or just, you know, cutting edge commentary and parody and things like that of conventional news sources.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but it's something that has really taken off over the last couple of years. In fact, a couple of years ago, I think in the Oxford Dictionary, it was the year word of the year blog, wasn't it?
It was, and according to the last source I read, there are some 125 million out there.
Wow.
So, you know.
So, writing a blog, instead, if you're a journalist and you have a voice to say something, and you don't have to be a professional, like you don't have to... I don't think you, both of us are journalists. We both didn't go to journalism. Oh, you did go to journalism school.
I did go to journalism school,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but I didn't go. But it doesn't matter, really, because when you're, it's your own soapbox for the
Everyone's
world.
Everyone's a journalist. It's highly democratized. Anyone can put their opinion out there, and it's great.
Because the way it used to be as a journalist, even as, you know, far back as only 12 years ago when I started, the big thing was trying to get work. The big thing was trying to, you know, hounding these newspapers and magazines and to a certain extent websites to get work. Now you can just say, you know, screw it. I'm going to make my own editorial site and hope that people come if
hope
it's interesting.
Hope that people come, and with any luck, you can even sell ad space or, yeah.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is open up the lines. Again, I want to encourage calls about blogging for the first half of the show. What is it? What tools do you need to get going? And tips on spreading the word. Like Chris said, Chris Lombardo, our guest, the first half of the show, there's 125 plus million blogs out there. How do you get anybody to visit your site? Chris is going to have some tips on that for you, which is really important if you want to start selling advertising, like banner ads and things like that, and sponsorships, because, you know, without traffic, you're not going to get any money. So please limit your calls and questions about blogging for the first half of the show. Second half of the show, we're going to open the floodgates and chat about TiVo. But again, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255. Everything you wanted to know about blogging, but we're afraid to ask. Chris has written a book called The Man Who Scared a Shark to Death and Other True Tales of Drunken Debauchery. We're going to give away one away in a moment. Tell us about the book, because obviously it's related to your blog. Your blog is at thesharkguys.com.
The book is a compendium of the stupidest things that people have done while drunk. And we researched this from all over the world. So we took Newswire sources. We have Reuters, AP, you know, sources from all over the world. And we rewrote them in our own editorial style. And, yeah, we have different categories for politicians and, you know, and people who claim to be somebody else. Like, we have a story in there of a guy who tried to beat a DUI rep by saying his name was James Bond and asked him who he was. So we have various just crazed stories that are all true and all verified from and corroborated through, you know, source material, and it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. And the blog follows along the same lines. You update it regularly with these types of stories.
Surprisingly, not hard to find new material. There's stuff coming out every day about drunk exploits.
Well, having just come back from London, England on Thursday, I could tell you there's lots of drunken debauchery going on over there from what I saw in the pubs. All right, so it's a 276-page book through Penguin Canada, about $18. The Man Who Scared a Shark to Death, written by Chris Lombardo and Noel Boivin?
Yeah.
Am I saying it right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm Canadian. All right, so let's hear from you. Let's start with Anthony on line two, who's also going to win this book, The Man Who Scared a Shark to Death. Thanks for calling, Anthony. Hello. Hi there. Congratulations.
One problem, though.
What's that?
The blind guy wins a book.
Oh, no.
I can't see it. So go to another caller that can actually read that format.
All right. Well,
that was great that I won, but hey, cool.
Okay. Well, I'd love to hear your question about it anyhow.
Yes. My question is concerning blogs, and I currently have a website and a blog that I'm trying to run being visually impaired, and there's no tools or ability for me to be able to do it the way that I want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like make it speak or make it larger. Or it's really hard. And I'm wondering if there's anything out there or any sites that you could recommend that I could use to blog better.
That's a great question, Anthony. Have you used any of this dictation software like Dragon Naturally Speaking?
I've never heard of that one, no.
Okay, so that's one of the most popular types of software out there. All you need is a microphone on your computer, and it works with anything, you know, Microsoft Word or any of these blogging programs that we'll talk about. You just talk into the mic, and it transcribes your voice into text.
That is exactly what I need.
And very accurately at that. In fact, I'm having the folks at Nuance, N-U-A-N-C-E, the name of the company, on this show this summer to talk about Dragon Naturally Speaking products, because it's also on mobile phones now, because it's so accurate, and you no longer have to train it to know your voice in case you have a little bit of a dialect or an accent. It's so accurate now. They say 98 out of 100 words are going to be typed correctly. So that's something I'd love for you to look into. Nuance is the company, Dragon Naturally Speaking, and take a look at that, because that might help you get your ideas down on the computer before you post it on the blog. Chris, did you want to add anything?
No, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a great piece of software, and I've reviewed the latest version 9, and it's amazing. We will hold off that book to the next caller, and that'll be after this break. So stay tuned. We're chatting with Chris Lombardo, a blogging expert. So this is your chance to hear about why you should start your own blog and what tools you need. After that short break, we will tell you what free software is available out there and tell you how to best spread the word. And, of course, give away a couple of Chris's books. After 12:30, shifting gears, talking about TiVo and giving away one of these personal video recorders as well.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. To talk to Mark, call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or Star Talk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. We're chatting with Chris Lombardo, a blogger extraordinaire, about writing your own blog and how to promote it and what tools you need to get going. Some good questions so far. Anybody who gets on the air this half hour and next half hour when we talk about TiVo is eligible to win a free TiVo box. This is the latest personal video recorder that lets you do all these kinds of really amazing things, and I'll leave our guest after 12:30 to explain what those are. But just for having your question or comment on the air this entire hour, you're eligible for a callback just before 1 p.m. Answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is Tech Talk Rocks, and this TiVo box is yours. Now, let's face it, we know that today there's on the minds of probably a million Toronto transit commuters. We know that there's something on our minds today, and that is this looming strike, if it happens, not to mention all the drivers on the road, as it's going to impact them as well. So on Monday, if the TTC strike is on, we know you're going to be getting up earlier, and so are we. So the early edition with Robert Turner starts at 4:30 tomorrow morning. And the Bill Carroll Morning Show starts at 5, coming in earlier. So we will have expanded and more frequent traffic reports for you. Our reporters will be out on the picket lines trying to, help you get to work. And we encourage you to stay in tune, stay tuned, stay informed with News Talk 1010 CFRB Monday morning. We'll help you cope with this possible TTC strike that's on many people's minds in the GTA. Okay, we've got Chris Lombardo in the studio here talking about blogging. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
We've got a couple of your books to give away, and let's jump right back to the lines, and then I've got some questions for you, Chris, about which tools you use to write the blogs, and how easy or difficult is it to get going. We'll start with Shelley in North York. Congratulations, Shelley. You've got yourself a copy of A Man Who Scared a Shark to Death.
Oh, thank you so much. How are you guys today?
Fine, thank
welcome,
you.
Shelley.
You know, I'm embarrassed to say that I know very little about blogs.
You're not alone. It's okay.
Oh, good. And so therefore, I was wondering if it would be a good means to perhaps advertise a film, and if so, how easy is it to put together and to continuously update it?
Oh, well, I don't know about the continuously updating it part. Sometimes you face writer's block in that, but it's a terrific vehicle for promotion. I mean, that's what spawned our blog. Actually, it was the book, and it was coming out in the U.S., and we wanted to gain greater exposure to our American readers, and so we actually have a 3 times a week updated blog, and it's been terrific. We get about 500 to 1,000 readers a day, so I have my own little sort of newspaper mini empire going here.
That's great.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, so Shelley, and I can relate as well. I write a blog for Simpatico MSN. It's called Sync, SYNC-blog.com. And I write 2 updates a day, so 10 a week.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
It can get, a little tough to keep up if there it's, say, a slow news day, but that's when your opinion and can come in, and you can just write a blog about anything. It's a lot more relaxed than a newspaper. So you can write a blog about, what I just did last week. I was writing a blog about sitting on an airplane for 8 hours, going from London to Toronto, and, just the funny sort of quirky things that I noticed being a tech guy, and that's really what it's about, is just having your personality seep through is what's going to separate you from all the other bloggers out there.
And that's the kind of thing that might not necessarily have an audience, but in the traditional media. So here you have your own vehicle, and it's perfect.
So, Chris, let's talk about what you need to write a blog. Okay. I'm assuming you need a computer.
Yep.
Or actually, you can use a mobile phone if you're really good. But a computer and internet connection. Mm-hmm. And then what about writing the blog itself? Do you write it in Word, or do you write it online? What do you use?
You can use either. I prefer to do it online. And there's various free programs out there, and they're practically idiot-proof, which is good for me. I got to admit, I know very little about HTML and how to actually build a website. So, I mean, a site like Blogger or WordPress, or I forget the one you use.
I use one called TypePad.
They're all very, very user-friendly, and you can upload pics very easily, video content, anything.
If you're listening out there in Radio Land and you've been thinking about starting your own blog, whether it's just for your friends and family or you want to tell the world about something, it's these products like TypePad and Blogger and all that. This is how easy it is. You type in the headline, you type in a couple of words if you want to, what your blog's about, that entry is about, and then you write your blog in there. And it's just like writing in a Word document. And then you can attach a photo if you want. So a photo is uploaded with the story. Click submit or upload. And then live on the internet is your little piece of editorial voice. And that's really all it is to these blogging programs, give or take. You know, you can do some things with the font. You can make it bold. You can make it italicized. It's really very easy.
And then there's numerous templates from which to choose. And you get maybe 20 to 30, let's say, depending on the site. Or you can go... borrow your own from some other site.
You got to be careful about borrowing other blog entries, though, because that's, I think, plagiarism. Hey, Patricia, you're on News Talk 1010. Thanks for the call.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
That's good. I've had a computer for a few years, and I've figured out how to send emails and stuff like that and get websites, but I don't know what a blog is.
No, and that's a great question. As we've been talking about with my guest Chris Lombardo, a blog is a web log, and that's what it's short for, which is basically an online diary. And you can basically write updates a few times a day, once a week. It's up to you. It's your own little newspaper on the internet.
Okay.
And really, the more often you do it, the better. Better it is.
Yeah.
You don't want your blog relegated to.
Yeah, because I've got a lot of family up north, and that's how I communicate with my family. So.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of friends. Great question, Patricia. I have a lot of friends who use MSN Spaces, and that is also a free blog where you can also update. You know, not like when they're traveling, they update what they're doing that day, and they post pictures from their phone or from their digital camera when they're in a hotel room in Asia, say. And instead of emailing and blasting everybody separately with lots of photos that can clog their inbox and having to manually tell everybody what's new, you just update your blog. And if you subscribe to that blog, which we really haven't gotten to yet, and I don't think we're going to have time for, the updates are automatically pushed to your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk quickly. You know what? We got to take one more call. And Chris, I'm sorry we're running out of time so quickly today, but we got to take another call. And because I want to give away one more copy of your book. And really quickly, we got Peter on the line. Line one. Congratulations, Peter. You got a copy of Chris's book, and I think you have a quick question about promoting your blog.
Yeah, I was just wondering, are there any websites you can go to that would also help get the word out about your blog?
Oh, there's dozens. There's actual search engines, sort of like Google. There's one called Technorati, which is actually very good, and it ranks you according to how many people have added you as a friend on their blog. And if you have lots of people who like your work, you'll have lots of people listed, and that'll help what's called your authority, and your ranking will go up accordingly. So, but there's lots of them, and they can be ranked and differentiated according to category. Mm-hmm. So if you have a blog about goldfish or whatever, you go to a pet oriented blog, and they'll have something. So it's specific content wise.
Awesome. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to learn more about Chris's blog, or if you have general questions about blogging, you can go to thesharkguys.com and email Chris Lombardo directly. Thanks again for joining us and for providing the great giveaways.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Continued success. Thanks again, Chris. We got to take a short break. When we return, we're going to shift gears, talk about TiVo, and give away a box as well. Stick with us.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. To talk to Mark, call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Hardware, including its award-winning line of mice. Not award-winning lice, no. Award-winning line of mice, keyboards, and LifeCam web cameras. Feel the difference great hardware can make with Microsoft's wireless mice, ergonomic keyboards, and high-quality video webcams. Learn more at Microsoft.ca. It's been a funny show today, Dwayne, hasn't it? Kind of little quirky things here and there. Maybe it's the heat. I don't know. But we're enjoying it, unlike our friends on the left coast, who are experiencing the opposite right now. But our smiles may turn to frowns tomorrow if this looming strike goes through. But at least be rest assured that as long as your dial is locked in on News Talk 1010 CFRB, we're going to help you get to where you're going to go in case the strike takes place. For example, the early edition with Robert Turner starts at 4:30, Bill Carroll at 5 tomorrow. And, you know, we're even going to help you get to where you're going with your very own free ride bus. You heard about this? CFRB, The Mix, Easy Rock, Global TV, and Canadian Delta Coach and Limousine Service have teamed up to help making getting around a little easier tomorrow. If this strike goes through, there's going to be a bus that's going to make its way up University Ave from Front Street to Eglinton and back, and we'll drive by Hospital Row if you have a doctor's appointment, or help you get downtown to Bloor Street. And tonight from 7 till 10, the two bald guys are going to help you air your opinions. Your voice is about this strike, so you want to stay tuned again tonight at 7. All right, let's get back to talking tech, which is what this show is all about. First half of the show, we talked about blogging. What is it? What tools do you need to get going? And how do you promote it? We had Chris Lombardo on. Great guest and really informative stuff. Now we're going to shift gears and talk about TiVo. If you like TV, you'll love a personal video recorder, or PVR, or as they say it in the States, a DVR, digital video recorder, with the most well-known brand being TiVo, T-I-V-O, now available in Canada. So it's a privilege to have Jim Denny on the line from California. He's the VP of TiVo Product Marketing to tell us all about TiVo. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
What we're doing, Jim, is that not only are we going to talk with you and we're going to open the lines and have our callers ask you questions, but anyone who gets on the show today with a question is eligible for a call back just before 1 p.m. Eastern time. And if they answer the phone with a secret phrase, which is Tech Talk Rocks, then they've won themselves a free TiVo and 3 months of free service. So thank you for providing that great giveaway.
No problem at all.
Here are the numbers to call in if you have questions about TiVo. 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB or star 8255 on your cell phone. Now, Jim, you know, when a product gets big enough, it actually turns into a verb. You know, like I'm Googling something on the internet usually means I'm searching for something. But the website Google has become so big that that's the word that we've turned it into a verb. TiVo is like that as well. Even though TiVo just debuted in Canada for years, my wife and I say, oh, did you remember to TiVo that show? Meaning, did you remember to record that show? And, you know, obviously there's a reason why TiVo has become that big. So tell us, what is TiVo all about and why has it become such a big phenomenon?
Well, TiVo in general is about giving people control over their TV. So in the basic idea is it allows you to record TV, it allows you to watch it on your own terms, and it allows you to find things that you might want to watch on TV. So I think the reason it was so successful, it's been so successful and it's become a verb, is we've taken just a very simple approach to making TV fun. So putting it in your hands, letting you simplify your life by just making TV very easy to watch on your own terms.
So instead of recording to a videotape or a recordable DVD, a TiVo box, much like other PVRs, as we call it in Canada, personal video recorders, it records onto a hard drive, not unlike the one that's in your computer. So therefore, you can store dozens or maybe even hundreds of shows that you can access whenever you like.
Exactly.
Now, this TiVo... So we've had this in Canada. We've had PVRs in Canada. How does TiVo go above and beyond what we're getting through, say, our satellite or cable providers like Bell or Rogers, respectively?
Well, there are a few different things. One, we take a very easy-to-use approach to TiVo. So we want to, with the basic functions, recording, finding shows that you might want to watch, accessing other media on your TV, we just make it really simple. So that's one of the biggest things. And then we give some specialized things like wish lists. So a wish list is something where it's basically a search tool that you can use all the time. So if you're a big Maple Leafs fan, you can set up a wish list for Maple Leafs, and what TiVo will do is it'll either let you know when games are on or when interviews with players might be on, or it'll automatically record it for you. So if you say, give me a wish list for Maple Leafs and keep at most five, what it'll do is just keep five things that fit that search for you all the time on your TiVo.
Awesome. And I know there's other features that we'll get to before 1 p.m., but I want to open up the lines. Let's talk with Angela from Ajax. Thanks for calling.
Hi. What I wanted to know is whether or not TiVo is compatible with the current cable providers like Rogers, or whether it's a completely separate service.
Great question. So, Jim, is it compatible with any TV provider in Canada, or do you need a certain service?
No, it's compatible with any provider. It's standard definition in Canada, though, because our HD offering relies on cable card, which Canadian cable companies don't support. But if you just have Canadian cable or satellite, it will actually control the set-top box that you have. So you record, you watch your cable through TiVo.
Right. So, and the short answer is it will work with, whether you use Cogeco or Bell or Rogers, any of these providers. What about over-the-air broadcast? Does it record any of those?
It'll record
Go ahead.
The answer is it doesn't work with over-the-air. The new ones, because of the analog in the U.S., the analog spectrum being phased out.
Right, February of next year.
Exactly. So, and our HD offerings, which do work with over-the-air HD, aren't available in Canada yet. It doesn't work with over-the-air in Canada.
Okay. We're going to take a short break, Jim. When we return, we're going to go back to the lines. I can see here by my screen that there's some really good questions about TiVo and all the things you can do with it. And don't forget, we are giving away a $200 TiVo box with 3 months of free service to someone who gets on the air with a question. All you have to do is answer the phone. We call you back at the end of the hour, and you have to say the secret phrase to win the prize. 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the Toronto area, or star 8255 on your cell phone. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. Got a question for Mark? Call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or Star Talk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome to Tech Talk. If you want to take control over your TV, have it cater to you and your lifestyle and your needs, then you need a box like TiVo. It is a personal video recorder on steroids, if you will. You could tell it to, you basically tell what you like, and it pulls from all this great TV content out there and fits it all in for you on a personal hard drive that's accessible to you whenever you push a button. It's got amazing search functionality and a neat little online advantage as well if you forget to tape something or record something. Jim Denny is our guest for the next half hour. We're giving away a TiVo box as well, so you're going to want your question on the air in case we call your number back at the end of the show. He's the VP. Jim is the VP of TiVo Product Marketing. Now, Jim, I was just talking about how you can log in to your TiVo box over the internet. Can you explain what that is and how that works?
Yeah, exactly. We have some functionality called online scheduling. So what online scheduling lets you do is go to an internet website, and it could be a Yahoo website or it could be TiVo.com. And if you were talking to somebody about a show that they like to watch and you're not recording it, you can go online, you can log into your TiVo account, and you could tell your TiVo at home to schedule that recording for you. So it could be 15 minutes from now or it could be days from now. But it allows you to tell your TiVo what to do even when you're not at home.
Wow, that's amazing. So I know that, my wife and I will be like, did you remember to record Lost? Oh, no. Okay, now you can do it. No, even if you're not at home, you can call your house, so to speak, and set your timer that way. We've got some great questions to get to, Jim, so I'm going to just pop right into them. Let's start with Edward in Scarborough. Hi, Edward. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you very much. Thank you for waiting for your call.
Sure.
I have a question for you. Can TiVo connect it to a converter, my cable converter, to the TV? Is possible?
Yes, that is how. As long as it's a standard definition converter, the TiVo will control that set top box that you have.
Okay, great. Let's go to Doris in Hamilton. Hi, Doris.
Hi. Good afternoon. Yeah, I was wondering, is there a time limit to how much you can record on TiVo? Because, for example, a VCR tape is 6 hours. Is there any sort of limit on the TiVo?
Great question, Jim.
Yeah, the TiVo that's available in Canada is an 80-hour unit, so you can record up to 80 hours of TV shows on it. So it depends on the video quality that you choose, so it'll be between about 24 and 80 hours.
Okay, so with 24 hours, it's the higher quality video, and 80 hours is on regular. Okay. Yeah, great question.
Thank you.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks for calling. Doris is eligible for a call back at the end of the show if she answers the secret phrase, which I'm going to give out one last time now that it's 15 minutes to the end of the show. She'll win the prize. That phrase is simply Tech Talk Rocks, and with great prizes like a free TiVo box. That's an appropriate term there. Let's go to Layton in Mississauga. Hey, Layton, thanks for calling.
Yes, I have a question concerning the fees. How much are they and what's included in it, please?
Sure. So the box itself costs $199 Canadian. There is a subscription fee that goes along with it, and those subscription fees vary from... the subscription fees are actually in the U.S., and the subscription fees vary from $12.95 a month, where you can pay, you can prepay up to 3 years for $299, which is about $8 a month, $8.31 a month.
Okay, and for that,
and what do you get?
Yeah, what do you get with that? Yeah,
you get all the capabilities that we've talked about so far. You get some other online capabilities as well. So things like listening to podcasts, listening to internet radio, all the search tools, various other online capabilities like bringing shows from your PC to your TiVo, and something we haven't talked about called TiVo to Go, which allows you to bring shows from your TiVo with you to your PC or portable player, and we could probably talk about that in a little bit as well.
Yeah, that sounds good, because obviously one of the downsides to a hard drive-based unit is that you can't just bring it to your friend's house if you want, but there is a solution around that, which we will get to. And I wanted to ask you also, Jim, about the... Like, let's say you're a fan of an actor or a director. Let's say you love Edward Norton. Can you do a search and see anything that Ed's in this week?
You can. Just when we were talking about wish lists earlier with the Maple Leafs example, you can do that same thing with actors, directors. And so you can either automatically have those shows or movies recorded, or you can just have a persistent search so you can always come back and see, is Ed Norton on and anything that I get this week. The other key is it only searches the things that you get. So you tell it what channels you get. So if it's on if there happens to be a showing on a channel that you don't get, it doesn't put it in front of you, so you don't end up seeing a bunch of things that you don't can't end up
watching. That would just be downright frustrating.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to Ed in Oakville. We're talking with Jim Denny, VP of TiVo in the U.S.
Enjoying the show, guys.
Thanks, Ed.
You guys can laugh, but I'm a technical dinosaur. I'm still playing with 8-track tapes.
You're not alone, Ed. You're not alone. 8-track's a little dated, you know. Like VCR, I'm willing to go, okay, but, you know, it's all right. Good. Let's hear it.
With the TiVo thing, I'm a Star Trek fan. If I record to the hard drive Star Trek things and then you transfer to a DVD, am I breaking any copyright rules by transferring it or recording for personal use?
Good question.
You can transfer it to your PC and then make a DVD from your PC. You're not violating any rules as long as you're using that for your own personal use.
Okay.
The studios don't necessarily appreciate it because they'd rather you buy the DVD from them. But as long as you're using it for your own personal use and you're not redistributing it, you're fine.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's probably no different than having a DVD recorder connected to your TV. So that's a great question. Great. All right. We're chatting with Jim Denny from TiVo. We're going to take one last break before we go back to the lines and then, of course, give away a free TiVo box courtesy of Jim Denny and the folks at TiVo in Canada. 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255 on your cell phone. It's a free call. Hope you're enjoying the weather out there today. Let's hear from you. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. To talk to Mark, call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
With this looming strike on the way, we may find a few hundred thousand Canadians, Torontonians rather, sitting at home tomorrow, not sure what to do. Well, if you have a TiVo box, you can watch anything you've recorded up until that point with the push of a button. It's that easy. Hundreds of shows you can keep on there. Great stuff. We're chatting with Jim Denny, VP of TiVo Product Marketing, on the line in California. Thanks for joining us, Jim.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
We are taking your calls, your questions, your comments, your beefs about personal video recorders, and we're going to call a lucky person back in a couple of moments, answer the phone with the secret phrase, and you've won yourself a free TiVo box and 3 months of free subscription, and you do not need to sign up for like a year or something to get that 3 months. It's just 3 months here. Hope you like it, and then I'm sure you'll sign up. Let's go to Sharon in downtown Toronto. Hi, Sharon. Thanks for calling.
Hi, this is a really cool show, actually.
Thank you.
I'm actually known as the VCR queen. I tape absolutely everything because I hate commercials and I just fast forward everything. But what I want to know is, usually if I have a friend who wants to watch something, I'll bring over the tape once in a blue moon, they'll ask, but what can I do about if I have it on TiVo? Like, how does that work? How long does it last on a TiVo, like a show?
Great.
A TiVo on a show, just to for your own use within your for your house, it lasts as long as you want it to. So you could set it to either keep until you delete it, or you can set it to delete when it needs to make more space. So if you have about 80 hours of capacity, it does kind of a first-in, first-out thing. So the earliest things that you recorded would be the first things that would be deleted. You can control that, though, on a show-by-show basis. So you can say, look, I only want to keep 3 episodes of Lost at any given time. So you're in full control over how long you keep something or how quickly you want to delete it.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of taking it with you, you can take a show with you over to a friend's house by transferring it to your PC. You can buy some other DVD authoring software from our partners like Roxio.
Mm-hmm.
Burn a DVD of it and bring it with you to your friend's house.
How hard is that process, connecting your computer to the back of the TiVo box?
You know, it's pretty easy if you have a home network in place. There's literally either a wired or a wireless adapter. And mm-hmm. The wireless adapter you can buy. The wired adapter is already built into the box.
Oh, okay,
and
so you can do wireless
setup. Well, wireless cool. Setup's about 5 steps, and you're off to the races.
Now, this previous caller was asking about skipping commercials. Now, as much as the TV stations don't like to hear about it, obviously that's another benefit of a product like TiVo, because when you're watching something that's been previously taped, you can bypass the commercials. Can you explain how that's done?
Yeah, you can. There are two things. Either you can watch something that's been recorded a while ago, and what you do is you just, as you're watching the show, you've got a fast forward button, and you can fast forward up to 60 times real time, and you just fast forward through the commercials. You can also, TiVo, everything that you watch through your TiVo has a 30-minute buffer. So if you're watching a game or you're watching a show and you didn't necessarily want to record it, what you can do is just wait, say 15 minutes, and then catch up with the show over time. So you pick up the show from the beginning and just fast forward without explicitly mm-hmm. recording it to keep it later.
Right, I got it. That's cool. So you just start the show a couple minutes later than normal, and then that way you never really catch up.
Right.
That's cool. All right, we have time for one last caller, and it's going to be Dave in Belleville. Hey, Dave, east end of Toronto. Thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you guys?
Fine, thanks. Not east end of Toronto, east of Toronto, I should
east
say.
Toronto,
yeah, I don't want to upset any Bellevillians.
Before Montreal. question for you. Does TiVo have any software issues similar to the other PVR providers? Like we're experiencing some pretty rough times with the fast-forwarding, rewinding, choppiness. Is there anything like that with the software issues?
You know, for the most part, no, although nobody's perfect. One thing that that we pride ourselves on, though, is that TiVo, we want TiVo to work every time. So we don't want you to run into issues. There are certainly some corner cases that we come across. When we do that, we update software on the box about 3 times a year. So if we find things that people are having an issue with, we try to correct it as quickly as possible and then roll out a fix.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, we pride ourselves on your TiVo working every time you need it.
Yeah, like I'm on my 3rd PVR right now, and we're not happy with mm-hmm. the provider we have right now. And it's very irritating, too, when you have to call in and go through a tech line and wait 20 minutes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's never easy. Like mm-hmm. I said, we do strive to make it as reliable as possible. It is technology. There will be issues. In the U.S., I would say, if you compare our DVR to some of the providers available in the U.S., we tend to be a lot more reliable. Terms of, you know, typical bugs that you'd run into.
If you'd like to learn more about TiVo in Canada, you can go to TiVo.com. That's TIVO.com/ Canada. All right, now it's time for us to turn the tables and call you. We're going to call someone who has been on the air this hour. We're going to randomly reach into our hat and pull out a number. Dwayne Bishop is going to give us, or is it Jill? Who's calling here? Dwayne is. All right. We are going to call you if you remember the secret phrase. This TiVo box is yours. Otherwise, we move on. It's cruel, yes, but that's how we do it. I think you remembered. I think you remembered the phrase. Congratulations!
Woo-hoo!
Who's this?
Tony.
Tony, you are the winner of a TiVo box and 3 months of free service.
Wow!
Courtesy of TiVo and our friend here, Jim Denny. Thanks so much for joining us, Jim. And congratulations, Tony.
It's an anniversary present for my wife tomorrow. 10 years.
Oh, hey! Congratulations.
Thank you. That's awesome.
And stay on the line. We're going to tell you how to arrange for delivery and installation of the TiVo box. And thanks for listening today. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft's hardware, including its award-winning line of mice, keyboards, and LifeCam web cameras. Feel the difference great hardware can make with Microsoft's wireless mice, ergonomic keyboards, and high-quality video web cameras. Learn more at Microsoft.ca. Jim, Denny, thank you again from TiVo. Great stuff. Learn more at com/Canada. Jill Malbouf and Dwayne Bishop, big thanks to you guys. Everyone else, stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.